From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has emphasized the United States had made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. U.S. Navy War College National Security Scholar Tom Nichols on whether the Trump administration is prepared for the talks.
Talking is always better than fighting, but talking requires a lot of preparation. And there's no evidence, first of all, that there was preparation here. And second, there's nothing that the North Koreans have done to merit this except to be the rogue nation they are. Usually summits with the President of the United States are a sign of great seriousness and stature and a reward often for having good relations with the United States.
Nichols believes North Korea is setting a trap for President Trump. Relief trucks cross front lines into the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta in Syria, unloaded all of its food for the trapped population despite fighting. The Red Cross says is coming extremely close. Fighting between the rebels and government troops have left at least 900 dead. Officials in the U.S. state of California have released the identities of the gunman and the three hostages he killed at a veterans facility. The dead hostages were all mental health workers at the facility for combating combat veterans experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. Authorities said the gunman suffered from PTSD. This is VOA News. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is a very positive step. He did remind Kenya's leadership it has responsibilities to its people, which have been neglected in recent months.
We believe that there are actions that need to be taken in Kenya and that they need to correct certain actions like shutting down TV stations and threatening the independence of the courts.
As for Kenyatta and Odinga, they have met the first time since last summer's contentious presidential election to start what they called a joint push for national unity. The United Nations warning more than 2 million severely and acutely malnourished children in Democratic Republic of Congo are at risk of dying unless they receive urgently needed therapeutic aid. Lisa Schlein on how all of this happened.
Years of violence and unrest in Democratic Republic of Congo have displaced more than 4.5 million people, creating widespread poverty and hunger. The United Nations refers to the DRC as one of the world's most complex humanitarian crises. It says this catastrophic situation has worsened in recent months because of an uptick in fighting in many parts of the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of people attended an International Women's Day rally in Sydney today, with the theme being Stop the Silence, End the Violence in the Workplace, Campus, and Home. Protesters gathered in Hyde Park before marching through the city center, chanting and holding banners which read Stop Violence Against Women. This woman was among the demonstrators.
Universities need to stop. They need to listen. They need to act. They need to make sure university campuses, university colleges are safe for women.
Women across the world marked International Women's Day on March 8th with various organized protests, demonstrations, and marches celebrating the theme, Press for Progress. White House officials saying President Trump will attend the Summit of the Americas in Peru in April. Decision in speculation that he might not have attended the meeting. The president has been critical of Latin American policies over drugs and trade and has vowed to crack down on illegal immigration. The last Summit of the Americas took place in Panama in 2015 when then-President Barack Obama used the opportunity to meet Cuban leader Raul Castro for the first time. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.